Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on combating Trump. In this masterclass, we're going to work our way through my book, The Trump Presidential Playbook. Only, we're going to come at it the other way. When I wrote the book back in 2016, Trump was absolutely thrashing the GOP. And I wanted to talk about, what is he doing? How is this man, a political outsider, who when he first stood up was laughed at, the Huffington Post called his campaign a sideshow, how was he thrashing them at their own game? Back then, I thought there was an interesting story to tell, topics that we all needed to be more informed on. And now here, some 3 years later, I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to come at it the other way? If you had to beat Trump at his game, how would you do it? If you had to stand up on a stage and combat what he is doing, what would you do? If you were to take the lessons from Trump, as well as Obama before him, and you had to build a movement to rally behind you and take over the country, well, what can you learn from Trump to grab the world's attention and rally a movement of your own? What would you want to know? What are the secrets that you would have wanted to have paid attention to? What are the devices that Trump used that you could use as well? If you were a 2020 contender, looking at what he did to his rivals last time around, wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to be best prepared? What skills might you want to learn before you step into that ring? If you had to take him on, how do you take on his game? What can you learn about his playbook and build a playbook of your own? And what if you're just a spectator, or you want to be an informed voter? Wouldn't you want to learn more about some of the tricks of the trade? About what's really happening up there? About what Trump really did to annihilate his competition and distance himself from the pack? To influence millions and millions and millions of voters to rally behind him. And maybe you're only a spectator, but might it be valuable for you to have some of these tools and skills of your own? No matter what you do, how might you benefit from being more influential? So no matter who you are, but especially if you're a 2020 contender, how would you best want to prepare yourself to take Trump on? When a pro fighter steps in the ring, they just wake up one morning, decide, today I'm going to go fight for the belt. For years, they train themselves in the game, in preparing themselves to take on the champ and steal their crown. They pay careful attention to all of their moves. They go back and watch all of the tapes, decoding exactly what they're doing, so they can prepare themselves to defend against those attacks, and also look for every vulnerability, every opportunity to attack their opponent all the same ways. They step back. They build a detailed strategy. They get incredibly clear on exactly how they're going to take on that opponent. And then they take the time to train, to prepare themselves, to get fight ready. Because by the time you step in the ring to take on the champ, it's too late to realize that you don't know how to fight. And isn't that what we saw in 2016 up there on the debate stage? Trump just shredding his competitors. because they showed up not ready to take on Trump in his style of game. I was recently asked by a politician, if you had to take on Trump, what would you do? Prepare. And that's what this masterclass is about. Whether you're a politician, a political operative, or a spectator, how would you prepare to combat Trump? As we're getting started here, let me share with you three reasons why I think this masterclass is valuable and why I would have wanted it. See, by the end of this masterclass, you have a much better sense for what Trump did. How did he win? You'll also know how would you combat it? And that in itself makes you more informed, but also you can use all these skills yourself. No matter who you are or what you do, all day, every day, you have people around you influencing you. How do you combat that? And perhaps more valuably, how do you use some of these most advanced tools of influence for yourself? And so the first thing that you'll learn by the end of this is how he won. Not generally, not kind of, not all those weak, lame excuses. He won because the Russians, that's how he won. Yeah. The Russians, they got on Facebook and they spread propaganda and they got people to vote for Trump. That's how he won, exactly. Yes. No, that's not how he won. He got people angry and they were so angry they voted for him. Yeah, that's it. Okay, how did he really win? How did that man go from being laughed at, mocked, given zero chance of winning, to thrashing the GOP, and then to beating Hillary, a political dynasty? Remember when he started, everyone assumed it would be Hillary and Jeb, the two political dynasties facing off. Yet Trump came in like a bowling ball and bowled down both parties. How did he do it? The second thing you'll walk away with from this is, if you were a contender, how would you take him on? And you might be a contender. You might be listening to this because you're running for president. And you know that with your current level of skills, you don't have what it takes to take him on. Or you might just be listening to this because you're a spectator and you want to be able to watch it from a more informed position and to see exactly what's going on, what they're missing, what he's doing, and if you were standing up there, what you would do. Like watching football, having never seen it before, it can all seem pretty mysterious, can't it? What was that play? Yet when you know the plays, doesn't it make the game more interesting? And certainly if you're on the other side of the field, don't you want to decode all the team's plays so you can run the plays of your own? The third reason why I would have found this particularly valuable is because there's a lot that you can learn out there on influence. There's tons of books and there's plenty of teachers, but there are very few teachers of the type of influence that we're covering in this masterclass. Deep, covert influence. So deep and covert that many people don't even believe that it exists. Yet, believe me, when you go deep into the world of influence, you're shocked at the type of influence that's happening in plain sight. What about all those billboards, television commercials? How do we think that works? Is it mysterious? Or do people know exactly what triggers us humans? And all day, every day, they're using this type of invisible influence on us. Like Facebook, People are shocked when they hear it was engineered to give them a dopamine hit so that you would stay on there. Of course it was. Influencers are out there manipulating us all day, every day, and learning these deep secrets of covert influence might be your only protection from those others, as well as to be able to wield some influence of your own. And this isn't just in theory. What's so fascinating to me about Trump as a case study is to see these tools wielded on the world stage. Now, I also well appreciate people don't believe this. They tell me all the time. They can't possibly believe that this type of influence exists. And as we'll talk about in Chapter 4, the master of invisible kung fu, whether you believe it or not, whether you know what you're seeing or not, whether you can actually decode what the magician is doing on the stage, doesn't mean it's not happening around you all the time. And so, by the end of this masterclass, you'll have a much deeper appreciation for what Donald has done. How, if you had to combat it, you would do that. And also, you will have taken a fast ride down the rabbit hole to the depths of covert influence. And these are powerful reasons why I would have wanted this program, and I hope it'll be of value for you. But there's even more meaningful reasons why I think this program really matters. And personally, I think these four reasons matter so much that I'm willing to put my neck on the line again to talk about these topics. Perhaps the absolute worst thing that I ever did for my career was writing a book on Trump. Look at him, he's a Trump supporter, writing about influence. People can't separate their own political biases to understand the nature of the game. My game is winning. And in recording this masterclass on how you combat the president, I'm opening myself up to all the same types of BS. Yet, for these four reasons, I think it deeply matters to all of us. The first is, on what basis do we want to be electing our president? Do we want to be electing the president based on their skills of mass influence? Is that what we want? To elect presidents based on their Twitter profile? The number of followers they have? As a nation, are we choosing our presidents based on their ability to influence us? Is that what we want? The influencer in chief? See, because the game has changed. You see it in politics, not just at the presidential level, but across the board. You don't require any experience anymore. You don't require any political affiliation. You don't even need to be a politician. You only need to be highly skilled at the way that you drive a political movement. This is point two, that winning an election is not about politics. It's not about policy. One of the biggest mistakes the current crop of Democrats made is failing to learn from Barack Obama. How often did we hear Barack talk about policy? Or did he drive his powerful campaign with hope, change? Yes, we can. An election is a game of influence, and the skills required to win an election are very different to the skills required to govern. And we may get lucky. Those people who are excellent at running an election might be excellent at governing. Or we risk electing people into our highest offices because they're highly skilled at driving attention, at pulling on our heartstrings, tugging at us emotionally, driving us with powerful messaging, taking over the country with the force of their personality. And here, I'm not talking about Trump or Obama or all of them. What I'm saying is that people like Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, who had a lot of political experience, never even got a shot in the game because they lacked the skills of mass influence to get elected. And as long as politicians fail to correctly define the game, we'll keep electing politicians based on their ability to mass influence. And this is point three why it really matters, because this isn't a game at all, is it? Throughout my book and this masterclass, you'll hear me keep calling it a game of influence, and it is. But this is not a game at all, is it? This might be the most important game. Certainly in America, who we are electing as our president, perhaps a leader of the so-called free world. This is the most important job interview in the world. And if you were going for a job, do you think that you're hired on your credentials, on your ability to do the job? Or do you land that job based on your ability to influence the people who are hiring you? And do we want the political game to be played the same way? This is a game of influence, but the stakes are incredibly high. And personally, I think we all need to be better informed to make our best decisions. The fourth reason why I think this matters to us all is that we all like to see a fair fight, don't we? Who wants to see a 120-pound weakling get beaten to a pulp by Mike Tyson? Who wants to see a high school quarterback take on an NFL team? That's what we saw last time around, didn't we? Jeb Bush, $126 million in super PAC money. Brother, son of a president. Didn't even score against Trump. He wasn't even in the game. Hillary, of course, came close, didn't she? And how much better could she have done with better skills of influence? And I don't say this to be critical, but to be constructive. You'll hear me talk about Jeb and Hillary and the other candidates and just how good they could have been at this. But who are any of us to judge? These people get up on the biggest of big stages, open their lives up for this, put it all on the line. They do so much just to get up there and stand. Yet, how much better could they have done with a highly skilled approach? And we're seeing it again, aren't we? With this current crop of contenders. Howard Schultz, by all measures in our world, a highly successful, highly intelligent person. Yet, he couldn't even get started. Don't we want more contenders with more skill, with more ability to do good for our country, able to compete in this game? Yet look at them. Some two dozen Democrats standing. How many of us can even remember their names? Who are they? What choices will we have as a nation? And so, I thought, why not even the playing field a little bit? Let's give them all better skills of influence and let them compete for our vote on topics that really matter, who they are, what they stand for, what they can do for us all. Because you'll hear me keep talking about this like a game. But the stakes are so high, aren't they? Our future. The future for our kids. The future for our world. Shouldn't be decided on someone's ability to influence us. On Twitter. Or Facebook. Or to absolutely thrash their competitors on the debate stage. Because their competitors are standing up there barefoot while they're wearing track shoes. So, as we go deeper here, I'd say here's the real challenge for anyone listening to this. This masterclass requires an open mind. See, before I went deep into these topics, some 10 years ago, I thought I understood influence. I'd studied it for call it 10 years. I was deep in all the obvious topics of influence. But I'd never seen anything like this. I didn't recognize the invisible depth of influence. And also, quite frankly, just how simple it can be for people who understand what deeply moves us humans. And so the challenge is getting yourself beyond what you haven't yet been exposed to and opening your mind to new ways of learning. Not just in terms of influence, but also politics. See, I know many people who are never open to these ideas because they've already closed their minds. They know that Trump sucks and he's a liar. And the Russians, they helped him win. And he just elicited angry voters. And Americans are racist. Oh, and it's those stupid people around the country who elected him. Yet, if you can get beyond your political biases and kind of forget which team you support, whether it's the blue team or the red team, yay! You're out there cheering like someone standing on the sidelines of a football game. And if you can just get beyond whether you're there supporting the Giants or the Pats, or you're just there to watch a great game. And wow, look at those plays. Look at those invisible maneuvers that team is playing. Now you start to see a different level of the game. And I recognize that many people will never be able to get beyond that challenge. They can't watch a football game and appreciate good football if it's not happening on their team. And they can't open their minds enough to see things that they haven't yet seen before. They're the same people who are shocked. Wait, there's product placement in TV? When they zoom in on that can of Coca-Cola? Oh wow, someone paid to put that there to sell it to you? Really? That invisible influence is all around. And the challenge for all of us is, are we willing to open our minds and see those things that we haven't yet understood, so we can see more of the games being played around us, and perhaps play a little bit more of a better game yourself? Because in the end, this isn't about politics at all. And it's certainly not about Donald Trump. This is about influence. Hardcore, deep, covert influence. And of course, many people will say, well, they hate Trump. They're not going to listen to it. Oh, there's no way he's doing that on the stage. Yet, how did he win there? What do you know about the way he won? How did he so easily destroy Jeb and the other members of the GOP? These battle-hardened politicians who've built a career out of this. What was he able to do? Just showing up, bowling them all down. And people who fail to get beyond their biases have completely missed perhaps the greatest political learning in history. How did Trump pull this off? And it's not surprising, is it? Because how many members of the GOP failed to get what Barack Obama did? How many people who love Barack fail to even ask, well, how did he win? What did Barack Obama do? And what can we learn from these two candidates, neither of which had any political pedigree, very little experience, yet exquisite skills at winning elections, blinded by what we think we know, or what we're unwilling to look at, we fail to learn the lessons. And so too, the 2020 contenders are walking in there blind. What do they learn from Obama? What do they learn from Trump? How are they not going to get thrashed exactly the same way? Let's go deeper on this. The politician who said to me, if you had to take on Trump, what would you do? You know, they say in school, it's rude to answer a question with a question. Yet what would an influencer do? As I asked her, what didn't the Democrats or Republicans learn from what Obama did? How many did you see who even appeared to be curious about the Obama playbook, let alone be running it? His absolute mastery of grabbing attention. His powerful messaging and iconography. Hope, change, yes we can. The way that he used his voice to grab people's attention and drive them along with his campaign. What didn't they learn from Barack Obama? How many candidates even got the most basic headline from Obama? Droning on about policy fails. How many of them even figured out you need a powerful slogan? Jeb! Exclamation mark. I'm with her. Join the movement of courageous conservatives. Bernie. Feel the burn. He got some of the memo. But it was only Trump who showed up playing Obama's type of game. We don't win anymore. Change. Hope. Yes, we can. Make America great again. How many of the candidates were even paying attention to Obama? Let alone the obvious ways that Trump got up there and thrashed them at their own game. Sun Tzu said, know thyself, know thy enemy. 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. And you'll hear me throughout this masterclass talk about this as the art of war, as combat, because that's what this is. In the same way that the game of chess is a game of strategy and combat playing out on that chessboard, the game of politics is happening on a much larger chessboard, but it's all much the same game. And I've called this combating Trump because that's what this is. This is combat. It's not debating. It's not campaigning. It's not politics. It's not even influence. It's influence as a device of political combat. You can call it politics. You can call it an election. Whatever you call it, it's a fight for votes. A fight for attention. A war of one person's ideology for another. The game may or may not have changed. Yet what we've seen in 2016 is an outright war on that debate stage. And Trump has combat skills that none of them have seen. You saw it in the media. They're still completely baffled. Recently, I watched Anderson Cooper interviewing one of the Democratic candidates. He was completely dumb, founded, lost for words on how Trump even beat the GOP, like it was a complete mystery to him. It's so bizarre. Their entire world of propaganda. Yet how many of them understand deep, deep influence? Or are they just blinded by their ignorance, their bias, to see the game that Trump plays? When I was on Squawk Box, Andrew Ross Sorkin said to me, "Well, is he really a winner? Come on, man. If a football team went 16-0, they wouldn't be asking such stupid questions." But because we failed to look at what Trump was doing, let alone actually study the deep skills of influence that Trump is using, so many people have completely missed his game. And it comes at a great cost to us all. It means that potentially great presidents and other candidates never even get a look into the game. Because they don't understand the game of influence, they'll never get a shot to govern. And it gives us limited choices, limited opportunities to choose the best leader for our country. And Trump may be a wizard at this, but he's not doing anything that other people can't do. If you had to beat Trump, if you had to take him on, what would you do? You prepare, prepare, prepare. You do what a pro fighter does. Tyson, Ali, Mayweather, McGregor, Pacquiao. Stepping up in weight to take on Floyd with a disadvantage. How do you prepare for a bigger, stronger opponent? They watch endless tapes. Decode their opponent. Not just to know what they do, but to design a strategy. To take what they do and use it. Not just to beat them at their own game, but design their own fight game and force that opponent to fight their game. And then for months, if not years, they prepare, they train to become highly skilled, to step into that ring and take the crown. And that's what we're doing in this masterclass. Working our way through my book, The Trump Presidential Playbook. Coming at it differently. If you had to take on Trump, if you had to combat his playbook, what would you do?